Good afternoon, everyone. This is Tim Pichot with a special edition of the Liberty Advisor Podcast. This episode was recorded as part of the Declare Your Independence radio show with Ernest Hancock, as well as my business partner, Kirk Chisholm. Kirk is the president and founder of Innovative Advisory Group and has been recognized as the seventh most influential advisor in America, according to Investopedia. So I come on around the 26-minute mark to join the guys, but in this talk, we give an extensive overview of self-directed IRAs, alternative investments, and we go over tax-free strategies involving Roth IRAs. If you care about protecting your financial future and are interested in moving your retirement off the Wall Street plantation, then you won't want to miss this wide-ranging discussion. Like always, if you want to help support what we are doing here and like what you hear from the show, then don't hesitate about contacting myself at tim@thelibertyadvisor.com, where we can further explore if self-directed IRAs and alternative investments are right for you.
From the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
From the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid! Today, let us make them remember.
No fear here and declare your independence from me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, not if in the BEA, a beautiful studios of Freedom's of the Nest, Freedom's Phoenix, Odoc.com. Oh, we're having a good time today. That was great to get caught up with Michael from Mox News, because this is, I mean, when they take down, 60,000 videos, and this was 3 years ago. He's one of the first ones, and we're going to work with him, because he's quality stuff. We're going to have us some fun, get him into the, the technological age of we're going to whip ass. Well, speaking of technological whip ass, we got Doug Casey in the first hour. What's he telling us? It's going to be bad. But in the future, as long as we know how and why and what, there's mechanisms. There's people that can help you. Tim Pichot, he's been on the leading edge as a financial advisor. He's like, no, I can see. We were talking about, these guys, we got a lot of friends now, are gazillionaires. Now what? I'm going to buy my Lamborghini. Yeah, where'd that money come from, drug dealer? How are you going to legitimize or not have them come banging on your door? And do you operate from fear? You go, I don't give a crap. They don't know it, and I'm out, and I deal in cash, and I'm in Argentina, and they can suck it. But sometimes, you might want to give something, a little college education to a niece or nephew. You might want to, buy your mom a house. You might want to. How would you do this? How would you bring? Well, Tim went down to Narcopoco and explained it to him. And man, but there's some mechanisms and people you got to work with and things you got to do and people you got to know. One of those people that he has met, and Kirk Chisholm, hopefully I'm saying that right, Phil from Tempachote. He goes, Tim says, I wanted to introduce you to Kurt. He is the co-founder of Innovative Advisory Group, which is the RIA I've partnered with to roll out crypto IRAs. Now, RIAs are, I don't know, RIA stands for regulatory, you kind of, we're allowed and we look for and you complied with or something. We'll get definition of that. And when these guys throw out military acronyms, you know, you need a glossary. But he is an industry leader when it comes to self-directed IRAs. And I know many of your listeners would receive great value out of his experience in this area. Now, let's go ahead and do a little bio here on Kurt. Chris Holm is a principal and wealth manager at Innovative Advisory Group, an independent RIA, registered investment advisor. Ah, thank you. Located in Lexington, MA. What is that? Is that Maine or Massachusetts? We'll find out. Innovative Advisory Group, an independent RIA, registered investment advisor. Ah, thank you. Located in Lexington, MA. What is that? Is that Maine or Massachusetts? We'll find out. He has been providing financial advice. Yeah, acronyms for states, man. You know. I'm sorry, what?
You ever see the video on how those were determined? There was a viral video like maybe a year ago about how those letters were determined, and it's just totally ridiculous.
Okay, I see. That's a tangent, man. Right. Nope, not now. All right, so he has been providing financial advice to individuals and families since 99. Kirk's influence and innovation has promoted change in many areas of the wealth management industry. Kirk provides a different perspective on many commonly held beliefs when it comes to portfolio management. Okay. Retirement investing, financial planning, inflation, economics, and other personal finance topics. His rare experience, expertise, and alternative investments. Investing, financial planning, inflation, economics, and other personal finance topics. His rare experience, expertise, and alternative investments held in self-directed IRAs has helped many investors invest in their passion. Well, what if my passion is like, you know, it's my money. I get to keep my money. And I want to do some crypto. Can I take it and do into IRA? Can I take an IRA, put it into crypto? Can I manage? This is the future. This is wave next. Well, Kirk's hip to it. Kirk, are you hip to it? Are you ready to help us out? Oh, we lost him. Donna? No, wait, I got him on the... Oh, I'm on the wrong... Are you on Skype, Kirk?
I am, yeah.
There you go. I'm sorry. I had the wrong button, and she was going to... All right. I got it. Because she was pointing phone and this. Like, Tim's coming.
Excited to be here. I mean, the world of finance is an extraordinary place, and there's a lot that people can do that is not widely discussed with, the general media. Like you said, self-directed IRAs is one of those areas. Like, most people aren't even aware of that. They don't even know they exist.
You got to tell me what it means.
All right. Well, actually, it means nothing, Ernie. It's like many financial terms. It's totally meaningless. It has no technical meaning. So the term financial advisor also falls into that category. There is no technical meaning for that. So self-directed IRA is basically, it's an IRA that you can choose to invest in your fancy, whatever you want to invest in. That may be stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. That could also be cryptocurrencies, gold, real estate, horses. You can invest in virtually anything with your IRA. So self-directed basically means that you have the choice to choose what you invest in. In your fancy, whatever you want to invest in. That may be stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. That could also be cryptocurrencies, gold, real estate, horses. You can invest in virtually anything with your IRA. So self-directed basically means that you have the choice to choose what you invest in.
No, you don't. You know, they say...
Within reason.
Within reason, there's no reason. You know, it's my money, my investment, and I want to choose from, you know... broom.
Catapults? You want to invest in catapults?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they say, well, you may go from A to Z or this. I'm going, yeah, I want to pick Parsec. I mean, planetary resources of asteroid hunting? I want to do that.
Okay.
Can I do that?
You can. Actually, I'll give you a good example of reason, okay? And this, and I actually just learned this, so you'll have to bear with me. But one of the reasons, there's actually two exceptions. You can wrong against attachment and getting the assets, that if you actually put that stolen artwork in your IRA, they could not get it. So that was actually the reason that was put in there, no other reason. So it's an interesting side note, but the IRA is actually a pretty strong instrument to protect your assets.
Well, that's why Tim always said, he goes, as long as they don't classify crypto as a collectible, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not a collectible.
Why not class? It's a numismatic Bitcoin. Why not?
Okay, well, maybe, you know, the Cassatius coin or something like that. But, you know, so this is, let's assume that they can do anything else but. Okay, does that include crypto?
It does. Yeah,
why?
I mean, crypto is a very new asset. So there's a lot of...
What kind of asset? I'm trying to... You know, I do some mining, and I want to know, do I want to comply? Do I need to do an LLC? It's none of your business anyway? They go, yeah, but you got a pretty big electric bill there. I'm wondering how you're doing that. Are you selling... Okay, SEC, no, it's a security. Somebody else is saying it's income. It's property from the IRS. What the hell is it?
Well, the good thing about cryptocurrency right now, and a lot of people are concerned that the government's regulating it, actually, that's a good sign. It's a sign that the government is actually accepting it in the fact that they're putting regulations around. I'm not saying that, you could argue whether regulations are a good thing. That's a different topic. But the point is, if you look at the trend, all the governments are looking at this and saying, how can we regulate this? That means they're taking it seriously, and that means they're not trying to get rid of it.
Oh, not trying to get rid of it. They can't get rid of it. That's the thing. You know, it's like, okay, we got to keep our enemies closer, I guess. You know, we're gonna regulate them. You know, what else? You know, that which is not, you know, that, you know, doesn't move, subsidize it. And if it does move, tax it. And it's an attitude. And I'm just wanting to know, can I take my retirement and hate them? You know, what else? You know, that which is not, you know, that, you know, doesn't move, subsidize it. And if it does move, tax it, and it's an attitude. And I'm just wanting to know, can I take my retirement and put it where I know it's going to stay?
Yeah.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Yeah, this is fun. We got started, Kirk. And I appreciate it. It's a good day for you, man. We had... You know, you're on the same show with Doug Casey. That, man, we kind of did that on purpose, so that's good. You know, what I want to do is, now that we got, okay, yeah, we can do it, I want to know the mechanism by which this is going to be set up to take crypto, and how, because Tim's explained it to us or talked about what he wants to do, and then, but he has to work with a... registered investment advisor. What, he needs an RIA. He needs to work with you for some reason. Why? What's that about?
Well, an RIA, I can provide that advice. And, you know, from Tim's perspective, I mean, he wants to do what's in the best interest of, you know, of his clients. And that's one way he can do that.
Well, I thought that's what he was. He was a, you know, financial advisor. He could do and buy and sell stuff. Yet to do this, to even speak at Unmarka Poker, he's like, screw you. I'm giving up the Dollar Vigilante seminar, bunch of, you know, freaking, there are literally billions of dollars in the hotel room, and the average age was maybe 30, okay? So I'm going, all right, what do I need an advisor for, working with or something? But he had to give up his Series 7 to be able to trade stock, whatever it was, you know, to even give the presentation.
So now he's having to, there's some regulation he links with you, or he just benefits from talking to you?
Well, so we specialize in self-directed IRAs and alternative assets held there. And we're one of the only financial advisors.
So now he's having to, there's some regulation he links with you, or he just benefits from talking to you?
Well, so we specialize in self-directed IRAs and alternative assets held there. And we're one of the only financial advisory firms that actually do this. And there are many reasons.
So he will have you as a service for his clients.
Yeah. I mean, he can provide that service for his clients, because other firms generally won't allow it for various reasons, none of which are rational, but for them, they seem to think so.
Okay. Well, that's what I want to talk about, the relationship and how and who gets you. And Tim's going to come on, at the bottom of the hour, and we'll yak it, but I want to talk to you. All right. Here we go.
Liberty Radio Network at LRN.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Let me out of this cheap B-movie. Heading off down the highway and to Russian Head. And there's nothing you can do.
Oh, yes, there is. You can get learnified. Know what the hell is going on. Okay, this is the one thing that is why this is so important. The story was this. We had a party last summer, and a gentleman that his mother had passed away left him some money. He goes, all right, I want to get this and do that. And he's older. He's probably, I don't know, at least 60s, if not 70. And he goes, I need a house paid off. I don't want to even give my Social Security number for kind of the electric bill if you can suck it. So solar, I do. I might even do me a little crypto mine and heat my house in the winter and make some money for my heater or something. I might even, he does. But he goes, at the time, he bought when it was a lot cheaper, kind of big, nice little chunk of crypto. Then it shoots up to 15, 20, 000. What the hell? Ernie, I don't have any progeny, not any children. I don't have any putting it on. So I'm going, I don't know. Tim's right there. Mr. Tim, we got a bunch of friends and people we know that are crypto rich. Now what? I don't know. Let's take a look at it. Well, now we have IRAs, which is my retirement. What does IRA even stand for anyway, Kurt? I forgot.
Individual retirement account.
Individual retirement account. And I'm supposed to be able to do, whatever I want with my individual, retirement account. And I go, I individually believe that you guys all suck. I individually believe that you're going to take it. Where we go for the money, retirement funds, and the state needs it because we're broke. And it's already happening around the world. Well, if I can do it in such a way that I can put it in a appreciating asset or stock or something, I think, or land or whatever, there needs to be a mechanism by which I can do that and really self-direct. Well, crypto is one of those things. Well, the man hasn't said hell no yet, or you can do it a certain way. Well, that's where Kirk comes in. All right, Kirk, help me out. How am I going to get out of their freaking system, self-direct, stock market's going to go to hell, I want to put it in crypto, or I got a bunch of crypto, and I need to put it somewhere that I can actually use it. All right, what are we talking about? Help us out. Go.
Yeah, so an interesting story. If you look at Mitt Romney, the architect for Obamacare, He actually has an IRA over $100 million, and this is before crypto. So it's entirely possible to do all these things within the bounds of the self-directed IRAs. With cryptocurrency, it's new, and there's a lot of people actually out there doing it. We think they're actually doing it incorrectly, which could create a huge problem for you with the government in that you effectively have to pay taxes on that.
If they know about it. Now, this is the two different things. We just see the IRS is saying, yeah.
In that you effectively have to pay taxes on that.
If they know about it. Now, this is the two different things. We just see the IRS is saying, 800 people has reported gains or losses on crypto. I'm going, they're not, first in line to be filling out forms. But the reason for even doing this is what? I mean, why would I even put myself on the radar with them?
If you believe in blockchain and cryptocurrencies and you believe it's going to go higher, you're using it as an investment. So inside of an IRA, I mean, the government does have some purview over that because it is a legislative trust. So, the IRAs, the way they're constructed, it does provide you some protection. Typically, the government doesn't know what you're invested in, although that has become increasingly more important to them, and which is a totally different topic. But they did a study on this a few years ago, and there are 314 people who have IRAs in excess of $25 million. Take a guess what that average balances of those 314 people are. Let's take a wild guess.
I don't know, gazillion. I mean, you know, they're going to do it. They're going to do it.
$257 million is the average of those IRAs, of those 314 people. So there are people out there who have enormous IRAs that are either tax-free or tax-deferred. So look at Peter Thiel, who invested in Facebook. He has over $100 million in his Roth IRA. He'll pay taxes on that money when he takes it out because it's a Roth. The Roth is tax-free. So there are a lot of different things you can do in this, in the within the system, within the legal bounds of the system, and all a lot of wealthy people use these rules to, I don't want to say evade taxes, but legally, you know, not pay taxes that they ordinarily.
You just look and see what Mitt Romney, Hillary Clinton, and Peter Thiel is doing, and you go, how do they do that? Call Tim and Kurt. Okay, so how do they do that?
Well, we don't know how Mitt Romney did it, but I can guess. I mean, you know, he did a lot of private equity. And Peter Thiel invested in Facebook and a lot of other tech company startups. So, and Peter Thiel is you know, a libertarian as well. So I'm sure your audience knows
him.
Does
he have crypto in his self-directed Roth of Kiss My Butt?
I believe he said that he does invest in there. I don't know if he has it in his IRA, but I know he's invested in it. I know a lot of other wealthy people have also put money. Whipping boys, George Soros, I believe, just invested in crypto as well. So
there are a lot of
wealthy people who know probably a lot more than we do about what's going on in the world of government. They're investing in crypto. So there's a lot of belief behind it, and there's a lot of government action supporting the fact that they're going to accept the fact that this exists, and they're not going to try to get rid of it, at least at the moment. So I believe that's a good sign for the investors in cryptocurrencies.
Okay. Investors. I mean, it's kind of like, what if I just got... See, these guys that have all this crypto, most of them, nobody knows. There's no way. They just had, a couple of days ago, $100 million, you know, came out and went and got sold. They had a $200 drop. And had a couple of days ago, $100 million, you know, came out and went and got sold. I had a $200 drop in Bitcoin because one of them was at $50 million, just one guy or one account. So they're going, damn, when this opens up and this happens, it could be flood of crypto getting transferred into something. How would they do that? Is this I get to use my IRA money, my individual retirement account money, and I get to buy crypto, and I put it somewhere where it's leaked. Now, do I hold the keys? Is that somebody else has got them? Is it a multi-sig? How does that even work? Give me the process.
So the process in many ways is, I know that people are doing it. And like I said, I believe a lot of people are doing it incorrectly because they tried to front run this. But the proper way at the moment is using an LLC, which allows you there. So it's a logistical challenge. The government allows this. It's totally allowable. It's just a logistical challenge of how we can actually for you that you may not be aware of. So there's a lot of nuances that are still being worked through. I mean, we work with some of the top attorneys in the country who specialize in very large IRAs, and they're not entirely confident with a lot of this new stuff. So it's really kind of a burgeoning industry that we need to make sure we get it right.
Oh, I want to be first. Put me in the front of the line. I want to be the tip of the spear and have the man come after me and not you. Maybe? No? Should? Shouldn't? We're going to find out because it's coming. Who wants to go first? Well, Kirk, you know, is going to hit. We have Tim Pachoke come and join, and we're going to find out. Yeah, Tim could do it first.
So you've signed the Shire Society Declaration.
Yeah. See, this is the point. You have this being done by anyone yet, or are you working on it? How's this going?
It's going. We're working on it. It's what I was saying was there are a lot of people who are uncertain about it. We're very particular about the rules.
This being done by anyone yet, or are you working on it? How's this going?
It's going. We're working on it. It's what I was saying was there are a lot of people who are uncertain about it. We're very particular about the rules, meaning we do everything we can to make sure we're within the rules, but
they don't care.
It can't be done. Well, hey, you know, you can be a rebel within the rules, and there's a lot of ways you can do that. And
no,
we just
their thing is that you know, don't like it. It's going too fast. We got to make an example and FUD it and fear, uncertainty, and doubt, because you really shouldn't, because this guy did it wrong, and we're going to get them all and surveil and raid, you know, Trump's lawyer. I mean, you know, if they don't want this, they can stop. They can make examples of, and I just got to know, like what you're saying, they've accepted it. They see it coming. They're doing it themselves. They're, you know, you just got to be able to get in with, that's where we're at now, you think?
Yeah, and I actually have a great new example that just actually was finalized in the last few weeks. So I have a friend, a local buddy here who got, I don't want to say screwed by the government, but he kind of did. So his accountant came up with a great way to combine a Roth IRA and some other transaction. And it's really quirky. It's called a DISC. But they did it, and he created this, like, multi-million dollar IRA, and then the government came and just said, we don't think this should be allowed. And he said, well, you know, he gave him the middle finger and said, well, take me to court. So he went through court for years fighting this, and recently it actually got accepted that he was in the right. The government's argument wasn't that you were wrong. The government says, we don't think this should be allowed. And he fought it, and actually he won. Surprisingly, he had to have some good judges. Fortunately, he had some good judges, because some judges were, let's say, out in left field. But yeah, that was the government's
argument. Well, that's my point. You know, just because they, you know, say it's not allowed doesn't mean it is, but it doesn't mean, even if you're right, doesn't mean you don't got to go through the court and everything blazing who's first. You know, so I'm, you know, this is, all right, you know, I'm just kind of, I want to make sure that we're telling people truth and not getting in trouble, you know, because that could easily happen.
We're very meticulous about the rules, and we understand the rules. So no one's going to claim that the government's never going to come after you because they do these things. I mean, look what they did with Trump and the lawyer. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, but, you know, there's a lot of things that the government's done that are not within the bounds of the law. But as long as you stay within the rules, you are protected as best as you can. Because otherwise,
you know what? I got it in my paper wallet of they can suck it and they don't know and none the business. I'm really protected. Now what? You see, the reason for the IRA thing is that that's where a lot of got it in my paper wallet of they can suck it and they don't know and none the business. I'm really protected. Now what? You see, the reason for the IRA thing is that that's where a lot of people's money is. So if they take it out, where are they going to put it? How they're going to do it? I mean, there's a lot of creative of suck it, I'm going to the Philippines. But I mean, you know, this mechanism, especially when someone wants to, I got to use air quotes, legitimize their money, you know, this is a mechanism for doing it. And somebody needs to do it. Somebody we know and trust. And of course, Tim Balchin for you, and we know Tim. So Tim's just got, Donna got him on. Hey, Tim.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Whoa, bring your mic volume down because I can't have you both on and such a difference.
Is that better? Sorry.
Less. All right, here we're coming back. Here we go.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest.
So Tim's just got, Donna got him on. Hey, Tim.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Whoa, bring your mic volume down because I can't have you both on and such a difference.
Is that better? Sorry.
Less. All right, here, we're coming back. Here we go.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the bees. That's the sound of the police.
He got an IRA in the crypto! Yeah, see, man, I'm just telling you, it's fear, uncertainty, and doubt, and even if you're in the rules and you know exactly what, they'll want to make some example of something. But I'm going, yep, this is coming. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming, and we want to make sure we nail you. Now, how you want to do it? You sure you want to do it? You might need somebody who knows what they're doing to do it. Or at least, you know, that guy told me to do it. So, Tim Pachote and Kirk Chisholm, like the elite bad guys do it.
Well, good morning, everybody, and thanks for having me. Is my mic okay?
It's overmodulated. You're too close to it.
Okay, how about now?
That's better. Go.
All right, so it was really fortuitous how Kirk and I met each other. I went to, so after the Nexus Earth conference, you know, I really got inspired and realized, you know, this is kind of way bigger than what I initially thought it was. And, you know, I had a bunch of guys, you know, who were asking me how to do self-directed IRAs. And that was really one of the only areas I'd never gotten into. And so I, you know, I checked out, you know, BitcoinIRA.com, and they were charging people 10-15% up front.
Wait. Like, 10-15% to even just, I move my crypto in, off the top, they take 10-15%.
Yeah, well, technically they're moving their cash, so like the IRA. So they're moving their IRA from traditional assets into, so they have $100,000, you put it in, they're charging 10% off the top.
So you get 90 right off the bat just by going, screw that, I thought it was supposed to be low transaction.
Better way, and so I was researching what the better ways were, and stumbled across a podcaster at this, what was called FinCon, which is the largest financial media conference in the country. And this podcaster was like, hey, I just talked to this guy, Kirk Chisholm, you know, on my podcast a few weeks ago, who he has an RAA that specializes in self-directed IRAs. So, I mean, try saying that 10 times fast. And so I didn't even know that even like existed. Like, I mean, and I'm pretty well versed in all this stuff and the financial markets. And I didn't even know there even was an RAA that specialized in that. And so I'm like, well, you got to get me in touch with this guy. And he's like, well, actually, he's at this conference. I'm like, get out of here. And so, you know, like 2 days later, I run into this guy again. And I'm like, hey, you know, I need you to get me in front of Kirk. And then there was this other guy who I really, really wanted to talk to, who's sort of like a celebrity in our field. And I was like about 2 feet away from him, kind of waiting my turn to talk to him. And all of a sudden, this other guy taps me on the shoulder and he's like, hey, in front of Kirk. And then there was this other guy who I really, really wanted to talk to, who's sort of like a celebrity in our field. And I was like about 2 feet away from him, kind of waiting my turn to talk to him. And all of a sudden, this other guy taps me on the shoulder and he's like, hey, Kirk's right over there. So I ended up not talking to the guy who I really wanted to talk to, because I'm like, hey, you know, Kirk could be a guy who could have a potential business relationship with. And, you know, I think that he was a little bit skeptical of me when, you know, he sees this young kid coming over there and, you know, saying he wants to do Bitcoin and self-directed IRAs. And he sort of tested me a little bit. And then we realized that, you know, the best use of my time is not sitting around doing compliance and dotting I's and crossing T's all day long. It's, and, you know, pushing papers. The best use of my time is, you know, helping free as many people as possible, being able to do, you know, radio shows like yours, being able to do, you know, podcasts and make videos. But I wouldn't be able to do that if I owned my own RAA, because I'd have to spend all my time doing paperwork and other BS, like a Peter Schiff type person, and get the message out there. The only way to do that is to partner with somebody like Kirk, and Kirk is really the guy, the industry leader when it comes to self-directed IRAs. So he's able to use, you know, my knowledge on the crypto side and like the libertarian side, and I'm able to use his knowledge and 20 years experience, 18 years experience of doing this already, to really leverage each other to really take this to the masses.
Well, I'll tell you the big thing it comes down to, Kirk, is just you know, trust, and who do you know, and how the time spent, and you go to different conferences and a personal relationship with, and so on. Well, that's where, you know, Tim comes in, because he's had our interest at, we've made it clear to him over last year or so that, look, man, when you take your professional, you know how and do and go figure it out. Well, you know, then he comes across you. What is it that you're offering? What is available now that wasn't before that we're doing? Kurt, you know, tell us the future. How's it going to look?
Our vision, which is one of the reasons why we hit it off, in that, you know, the vision is the industry is going in certain direction, and blockchain is going to take over a huge amount of a lot of different industries, and there's a lot of potential there. So we wanted to be there, and Tim is a great addition for that. I mean, the self-directed IRA part, really what it does is it's been around since the 70s. It's nothing new. But what we've realized is as the markets get more and more unstable, and as they become more and more manipulated, that people need a way to self-direct their retirement. They need a way to invest in what they know and what they know well. Maybe that's real estate or horses. Maybe it's cryptocurrencies and gold. It doesn't matter what it is. If you know it, you should have the ability to self-direct that. And that's really where we see as a vision, is allowing people to invest in what they know and allowing them to invest outside of the system, which has been, you know, more or less corrupted by a lot of the financial institutions. So you can argue, you know, what degree that is, but I think everybody realizes, even the really ultra wealthy realize, that the system is manipulated. And, you know, it's kind of like a game of musical chairs, and nobody wants to be the last one without a chair. So I think, you know, finding a lot of people who want to invest in crypto or real estate, or hard assets, or things that aren't going to change. I mean, you talk about Doug Casey, who you know, I love Doug. He's a great guy. I've read his stuff for many years. But, you know, here's a guy who's investing outside the country. He sees the inevitable happening, And, you know, you have the ability to invest in a lot of things, you know, international real estate inside your IRA. You have virtually unlimited choices. And one of the things that we really wanted to do is bring that ability to the masses, to most people, because this is not something that is simple. Investing in a mutual fund and a stock is simple. You press a button, you buy it, done. Investing in alternative assets inside a retirement account is complex and different. And if you don't do it right, you can get yourself into trouble. And part of our role is to make sure that people can invest in what they want without getting themselves into trouble. Because there's little things that people just miss, and those little things are what actually trips you up. So,
those that won't leave me alone? Are those that just won't be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone? I mean, they go, who's they? I go, the ones that won't leave me alone. And I'm wondering, you know, this opportunity, are they getting to the point to where, yeah, we just need to leave them alone so we can do it too? Or Congressman What's-His-Face has got an account, so I guess we're not going to go after everybody? Or, I mean, what's the attitude? Is it central banks going in and saying, no, get him, he's got crypto and a Roth? And got, you know, I mean, is it changing? Or are they seeing it as just drug cartels putting in, or they want to get it legitimized? And the big thing, as we build over to this, is that when I use my IRA funds to buy crypto, do I control it changing, or are they seeing it as just drug cartels putting in, or they want to get it legitimized? And the big thing, as we build over to this, is that when I use my IRA funds to buy crypto, do I control the private keys? Do I share the private keys? How does that work?
Well, within an IRA, I mean, you have control of it. It's not technically your money. It's the IRA's money, but you control it. So really the nuance of what you can do inside a retirement account, and a lot of this, like I mentioned earlier, is logistics. So it's about having control of who's actually holding the keys, you know, who is custodying the, you know, the drive, I mean, you know, the wallet. I mean, it comes down to logistics. It's not a yes or no question. It's just how's the best way to do it. So inside an LLC, it gives you more of that ability. Because otherwise, I mean, no custodian is going to want to hold on to that wallet. Because what happens if they lose it? That's a huge change. So, you know, it's not like, I mean, you see a lot of these commercials of, hey, you can store gold in your house and inside your IRA. Well, that's completely illegal. But doesn't mean people don't advertise it. Same thing with crypto. I mean, you can't custody it yourself, but you can have some controls over it if you structure it differently.
Okay, now this is one thing. They do this on the radio here and Clear Channel all the time, Republic, you know, Gold, them, whatever the hell. And what they're saying is that, you know, you can take your IRA, you can't go like buy gold with it, or you can't do this, or you can't do it. We can structure it in such a way that it goes into this trust that makes it all legal, and then you're the trustee, or you're the custodian of it, and it's your money. It's not really your money, but it's in your safe in your house as you're storing it for the trust that you're the beneficiary of. And they go, and that's legal. And then somebody said, no, it's not. Yeah, it is. No, it's not. Yeah, it is. From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication realm. The Crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will. So pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agrist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers. And some people will try dirty tricks to silence your voice. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agrist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, you cannot tolerate any skullduggery. So go with AgorisHosting.com. Have a WordPress or blog site, but you're not satisfied with performance or uptime? Or just want raw hosting? Want to pay with Bitcoin? Agris Hosting specializes in high-performance hosting with personalized service. Go to AgorisHosting.com and click on the button that says Get Hosted. That's service. Go to AgorisHosting.com and click on the button that says Get Hosted. That's AgorisHosting.com.
Cell 411 is a free app.
Okay, I wanted to talk on this issue is a good one. You know, I have a couple miners. All right, so I'm making kind of crypto and doing whatever and such. And can I use it to go in and invest? Well, no, you can't mine into the Roth. You got to kind of take it and buy it and sell it and deal with it and do it and something. And I'm like, I don't care. And I didn't do IRA. I'm 57 years old, and I never counted on them. You know, I feel funky about economy. I either get more food and more silver. I'm just, silver and, kind of guy. Well, I'm going, all right. You know, and when that goes, oh, what about capital gains on you? And whoa, and what about I go, yeah? Well, over freaking 25 years, silver and, kind of guy. Well, I'm going, all right. You know, and when that goes, oh, what about capital gains on you? And whoa, and what about I go, yeah? Well, over freaking 25 years, I didn't tell them. Ain't none of the business. I got a couple of coins. So they can suck it. Now what? Now, what we're talking about is people that did put in the IRA, and the stock market is going to say, thank you for playing. It's all ours now. And I go, all right, I can take that out. But then what do you do with it? Where do you go with it? Well, we're watching you. What'd you do? Well, there's a way that they can invest in something or cryptos, and they put it in and then have it tax-free. All this game playing that I'm going, man, if I just mined a bunch of crypto or I buy it and trade silver and kind of, I'm off the radar screen. Is this even for me? Would I care about this?
Can I, this is Tim talking. I did a,
pull away from the mic.
Okay. Is that
yeah,
better?
You get close. It,
okay. I'll probably just wait till the,
all right, well, let's go ahead and do this when we get back. Cause this is kind of where I'm going. It's going to be practical. Do it. All right, here we go.
You can put the Liberty Radio Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Look what you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story.
Same
old song and dance.
Same.
It's the same old story, same old song and dance.
You gotta comply. I'm going, yeah, that's one thing that crypto does is I'm not so much. I'm not complying, Dad, not so much. I do and they don't know and bite me and silver in my safe. But that's not really what we're talking about. We're talking about what if you want to use it and not be, hey, he must be a drug dealer. And the guy tired, and the baby boomers are looking at the stock market, takes an implosion, and it's gone. Well, they're doing pretty good now. Is now the time to go get it and put it into something productive or at least will hold value or has a future, and how do you do it? And not have the man, say, and it's really ours now. So this is what we're doing right now for people not just to have a bunch of crypto, but want to get it. With the retirement money that has all kinds of strings on it by Uncle Sam. All right, Tim, help us out, man. What are we doing?
So one of the points that I wanted to bring up, because obviously a lot of your listeners of this show, they're probably of the mindset of, why am I even going to bother dealing with, if I want my money in crypto and I already have an IRA, why don't I just cash out my IRA and buy the crypto myself? I mean, that is a common, a common objection that I'm going to get doing this. And so I did an analysis where if somebody took $100,000 and they took $100,000 and they cashed out their 401k and then were to buy, and then so I did from January of last year to January of this year. And what it looked like is the person that cashed out their 401k would have ended up with $896,000, a little over $896,000 one year later. And that was when the price of Bitcoin went from like $1,000 to almost $14,000. So obviously they did pretty well cashing out their 401k. Now, what I want to do is compare that to something else they could have done, because you're going to have to pay a penalty, and you're going to have to pay taxes when you cash out your 401k. There's no getting around that. So what I want to compare this to is if they had converted their money to a Roth IRA instead. So with a Roth IRA, you're still going to end up having to pay the taxes just like you would have had to pay if you had cashed out your 401k, but now you're going to get out of paying a 10% penalty, and now all of your gains are legally tax-free. So in this scenario, you now would have close to $1.4 million, and the growth from, you know, $100,000 to $1.4 was all tax-free. If that $1.4, you know, gets up to $50 million someday, you know, potentially all hypothetical, you know, past performance is not indication of future return type disclaimers, it's all tax-free, and you don't have to hide anything, and they can suck it. So, I mean, a lot of people don't think in those terms, and so what we're trying to do is basically use the system against the system if you already have an IRA. So, I mean, you know, a lot of Americans, the only money they have is in their retirement accounts, and there's trillions and trillions of dollars that are all invested in, like, the same mutual funds and the same, you know, bond funds.
Right, exactly. This is my point. They're going, yeah, we know where all the money is. It's in the retirement accounts. And, oh, we got them to tie it to the stock market. Oh, you can do a self-directed. All self-directed, man, has got self-directed. The Goldman sucks. That's what happened. So I'm going, okay. So people go, nope. I see this coming. I played this game before, and I'm baby booming, retiring. I want to keep it. Nope, done. You know, give me what penalty, a tax rate? Yeah, whatever, man. Take it, put it over here, put it in the Roth. I'm going to get me some crypto. And they're going, and the banks are going to go, hey, that was our money we were going to rip off. You deliberately ducked. And I'm going, all right, yeah, I did. Am I allowed? Well, not if we can help it. So that's where we're at. How far off am I, Kurt?
Not far, although a little bit different scenario there, because a lot of these banks are actually coming up with their own version of cryptocurrency.
Of course they are!
So they get it. You know, you hear Jamie Dimon out there saying, hey, cryptocurrency is bad. It's the worst thing. And back in his back room, he's creating another version of it for his customers.
Yeah, I know. It's Bitcoin versus Ecoin and Mr. Robot.
And how many patents has JP Morgan filed on?
Well, not if we can help it. So that's where we're at. How far off am I, Kurt?
Not far, although a little bit different scenario there, because a lot of these banks are actually coming up with their own version of cryptocurrency.
Of course they are!
So they get it. You know, you hear Jamie Dimon out there saying, hey, cryptocurrency is bad, it's the worst thing, and back in his back room, he's creating another version of it for his customers.
Yeah, I know, it's Bitcoin versus Ecoin and Mr. Robot.
And how many patents has JP Morgan filed on Bitcoin and blockchain assets? I mean, I think it's like over 100 patents that they've filed on it.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of these banks have already created these a lot of new systems that they're going to find ways to make money on it, because ultimately cryptocurrencies is going to bankrupt the banks. It's just there's no need for banks doing these transactions when you have blockchain technology. So they get it. So they're going to come up with a system that allows them to stay in the game. I mean, I can
hero and all. And we get a lot of breaking news when we have him come on. He'll sling it out. We have had him on since 2009 when he was doing. How I got to know him was his suit with the SEC and Goldman Sachs and all that kind of stuff on his naked short selling stuff. And so we've been following this, and he understood crypto. I mean, the blockchain, I get it. He's one of the first big companies taking Bitcoin. Yada yada. He pays bonuses. I mean, he's in. So then he goes, I'll tell you when it happened, Ernie. It was January 16. By that time, you know, we'd already had the settlement on, and oh, we're all buddies now. Slap me on the back. I get a call from Goldman Sachs, and they said, got to meet you in Paris, VP of the head of the whatever in Paris and Pinky Square. What we got to do, get you here, get there, like tomorrow. So he goes in, and he's like, all right, man, I got dinner with you. What's up? And he sits down, and they, you know, all right, blockchain, what's the role for us? What's the future for us in this, you know, economy? And you want it straight? He goes, yeah, give us to us straight. He goes, there isn't one. And he goes, yeah, that's kind of what we figured. Done. You know, it's over. Well, we got to talk to Patrick. Is that true? Yep, done. Next. So this is what they're thinking. They're going, yeah, man, we better get ahead and get on the train and do something, because can you stop it? There's no agency of regulatory if you're not allowed, other than BitLicense New York kind of crap. You know, that's done. So if they don't embrace the technology or try to create their own Ecoin, you know, it's going to be the, you know, Goldman Sachs govcoin.com. I mean, you know, I can see what's coming, but it's features. That's why, you know, PiratesWithoutBorders.com, you know, the second letter of Captain Mark is on cryptocurrencies. It's like, it has to have these features or I don't care. So what kind of crypto to be able to go in my Roth? Or can they pass a law and say, yeah, it needs to be to where it's tracked and we can do in kind of in this one? And I'm going, yay. You know, I mean, what kind of limitations can they put on it?
They can't limit it in that way. So right now, investors can invest in virtually anything, withstanding the exceptions that I've told you earlier. They can invest in anything.
Collectible.
I mean, you can invest in raw land. You can invest in airspace rights, fishing rights. I mean, there's really virtually unlimited possibilities. So The government coming in and saying you can't do this. And I'll give you an example, actually. So when the DOL was looking at the fiduciary rule, and there are a lot of changes.
DOL, who's DOL?
Department of Labor.
Okay.
A lot of changes in the financial industry recently. There's a lot of back and forth, and Obama created some rules, and Trump is overriding them. So there's a lot of changes. But one of the things they tried to do was say, well, you can't use options inside of your retirement account. Well, it's totally ridiculous. You can't pick out an asset and just say, no, you can't do this. So that actually got chucked do this. So that actually got chucked out during the process where they're looking for feedback. So it's not going to happen. They can't just come in and just say, we can't use this asset. It's just not viable. They would have to change the legislation to actually say, no, you can't do it. I mean, they might say you can't invest in this way, but they're not going to change the legislation. It's highly unlikely. I mean, they would have to get a lot of buy-in, of course, and there's not a lot of buy-in because I think everybody sees blockchain as the future.
Yeah, well, my thing is that I give you a perfect example. A few years ago, there was the first time they did a thing called BitInstant where you could just go online and say, yeah, I want to get some crypto from my bank account. They joined one of these networks of ATMs of you can go to Wells Fargo, you go to any bank. Western Union, CVS Pharmacy, Walmart, whatever, and you deposit, wire money, and an account bank shows up in your crypto wallet. And I go, cool. I go in Bank of America, deposit a couple $100, boom, it's in my thing. I went and got silver that day. Crypto, boom! They started arresting them. Charlie Schramm, they made up some whatever, they arrested them. And then what happened? Well, the main thing that I was looking at is it closed the loop. Now you can go to cash. Now I can start, actually trading in crypto and going on, they don't like it so much. So I'm going, this kind of thing to where you can do the cash, you can do the loop, you can get it up, it's ready now. They're sitting on the sidelines watching this and make up something. So I need to feel comfortable and everybody else feel comfortable that when you do it, how are the crypto held? Who has the private keys? Because if I got the private key, I can just take it. I go, now what? Who holds that? Well, we're going to find out. We're going to do a little after show here. Make sure we get all the questions answered by Kurt, Chris Holm. I go, now what? Who holds that? Well, we're going to find out. We're going to do a little after show here. Make sure we get all the questions answered by Kurt, Chris Holm, and Tim Pachoke. Kurt, Chris Holm, go to self-directed IRAs. InnovativeWealth.com. InnovativeWealth.com.
If you're just tuning.
Okay, that question right there, that was a first example of we could have, we could do this. They close the loop. I go, cash at a bank. Now, the point that I want to make, when I went to the bank, they go, I went up and it was just like, an immigrant worker wanted to pay his electric bill and he put in some cash and a money order kind of went wired to something, whatever. And I guess that's how they do it. Because I went in, I go, I want to see how this is done at the bank. I get in the merchant line. I walk right up to them. I go, here's $200. I want it to go to wired to this account. They go, thank you very much. Peace. I go, wait a minute. No ID? You don't want to check my account? You don't want to anal probe me? You don't want to fill out what dollars I want to go to wired to this account? They go, thank you very much. Peace. Like, wait a minute, no ID? You don't want to check my account? You don't want to anal probe me? You don't want to fill? I mean, what the heck? I mean, it's only a couple $100, but I go. They go, oh no, we would never charge for that. We're just serving. Oh, we love you, and kind of we would never do that. Well, of course, she's 23 and doesn't know any better. So I sit down, I'm going, really? You put a line behind me of 300 guys waiting to do this. I guarantee you're going to charge. I guarantee you're going to want stuff. I guarantee they're going to want more reporting. So that's what I'm looking at. Right now, at the time, a few years ago, I put cash in, wired to somewhere, it shows up crypto, I go buy silver, loop close as far as I'm concerned, because of course I can sell the silver back. So I go, all right, well, the man didn't like it. They go after, you know, Bit Instant. That's where Eric Voorhees does Shapeshift. He was partners with that. He went to Panama, started Coinapult, went, got into space and screwed them on exchange. Now what are you going to do in Switzerland? So they're like, yeah, they create these people. Like they're creating you. It all in, it's ours now. Thanks for putting it on the table, and then you lose and you threw snake eyes or whatever. Well, if you take that out and there's a big wave, something's going to happen. You know, but I don't want to go on fear. I don't want to worry about it. I want to do it. Now, go ahead and give me the mechanism. Let's say I take my IRA, I buy me crypto, I put it in the LLC, it's sitting there. Who legally has to have the private keys?
Well, legally, the IRA is the owner of the cryptocurrency. So while you can hold the keys, you can't own the keys. It's a technicality, but if you're going to run the LLC, the LLC is actually the owner of the keys technically.
But I don't need the LLC, which is me, it's somewhere. But I mean, do I got to store the private key in a somewhere? But I mean, do I got to store the private key in a box somewhere at a bank? Do I got to have a multi-sig with you or the government or something? It's your money, you just can't have it now because we're not going to sign on the other line, and then it's not self-directed, it's not mine. So what you're saying is the LLC has the private keys of which I control, and I'm the only one, me, myself, and I, have it somewhere that I got the private key to it.
Yeah, I mean, you want to keep it secure, obviously. I mean, it's just like any other crypto. You want to keep that secure so other people can't get it from you.
Well, suppose it wasn't. Like, if you're saying that I am the holder of my private keys, even though I'm not the owner of my Bitcoin for some reason, what happens if some pirate gets a hold of those private keys and spends it on hooker and blow? Like, am I in trouble?
Yeah. I mean, you don't have your crypto anymore.
No,
is
there some law that I've...
is
there some law that I've broken if I'm stolen from?
No, there's no law. I mean, basically...
So I own the Bitcoin fundamentally.
No.
It's not a crime for it to move. And it's
no, the IRA owns the LLC. The LLC owns the Bitcoin. So technically, Bitcoin is owned by the LLC. You're managing it for the LLC. And you're directing it for the IRA. But effectively, I mean, you're talking about a nuance of ownership versus...
No. I'm talking about somebody stole it from my safe and took it, and it's like a bearer bond, and they spin it. Do I go to jail for not, you know, protecting my private key? And
what if I lose it in a boating accident?
In
a boating accident.
I thought you said a voting accident.
It's a voting.
Like the same
what
thing.
If I lose it in a voting
accident? You always have a voting accident. Yeah.
There are a lot of voting accidents.
You see our point? I mean, I can see people because hell, I know that gazillions of dollars in Bitcoin.
It's in a retirement account. That means that I'm not supposed to move it until I'm ready to retire, right? Like that's the idea. But if you watch cryptocurrency markets, it fluctuates a lot, and sometimes a split second decision can be the difference of a huge loss. So if I'm holding the keys and it looks like crypto's tanking and I want to get out, I'm not going to wait for the paperwork to go through.
No, you don't have to. Inside the LLC, you're effectively managing that asset. So
I can go on Bittrex and take the crypto or whatever exchange, or I can do whatever I want as long as what? I report or track or paperwork, what?
Every year there's required annual valuation of your IRA. So every year you have to tally up what it's worth and just report it. That's it. I mean, just because it has to show up in a statement with the custodian.
Okay.
So it could go up and down, but once a year you have to report what the asset's valued at.
What if I take a draw on some of it? I go, yeah, I just paid myself $100,000.
You can't personally benefit from it. So hamburgers or whatever, or hookers or blow, you can't personally benefit from it.
So that so you can't LLC take the money had to benefit. It.
The LLC and the IRA only are the ones that benefit.
So you can buy a brothel, you just can't buy a hooker.
No, you can buy a brothel, you just can't use a hooker.
Okay, whatever.
You invest in a sex robot factory.
Right. I'm a, tan inspector and robot inspector. You know, this is, so you have to understand that this is really important questions that I know that, you know, our audience, a lot of people are going, yeah, but, you know, like what Davi said, you could lose a fortune and gain a fortune in 6 hours, 6 minutes, you know? So I'm wondering, well, it'd be, and it's gone. Well, if it's gone, well, as long as you report it and you show that you did, it's not our fault you're stupid. You know, the IRAs weren't, self-directed IRAs weren't there to keep you from being stupid. Well, it'd be, and it's gone. Well, if it's gone, well, as long as you report it and you show that you did, it's not our fault you're stupid. You know, the IRAs weren't, self-directed IRAs weren't there to keep you from being stupid. You know, so what is it there for?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, really, it's there to benefit from the long-term growth of it or for the growth of the investment. So you can take it out when you're 59 and a half, or you have to start taking out at 70 and a half. But until then, it has to stay within the retirement account. So you get the tax benefits of it, of the growth, without paying taxes. When you take it out, you pay taxes on whatever money you take out. That's the whole point of the IRA. The Roth, once you take it out, you don't pay taxes. It's growing tax-free. But the whole benefit of this is you don't pay taxes because it's inside of an IRA. If it's outside of an IRA, you got to deal with all these tax issues, which people are complaining about with the IRS because it's such a new thing. So just like any other investment. So that's the benefit. That's okay. Why you put it
well,
inside
then,
an IRA.
If I don't pay taxes on money I can never get, it doesn't do me any good. So how am I accessing this? I'm a freaking stinking wealthy piece of, I mean, I will get some, and I'm sitting in my cardboard box wishing I could travel. So, I mean, how do I access the money?
Well, once you're 59 and a half, you can take a distribution. You can distribute the asset, or you can distribute cash. You have that choice. So you don't have to sell your crypto. You can keep it if you want. You just have to distribute a fixed amount, and you have to give them the valuation of that amount that you took out.
I didn't know that. So,
well, it's like if you have real estate in your IRA and it's vacation property, you want to take a distribution. You can distribute the asset to yourself. It's not something that people normally do because then
taxable?
It's weird.
Yeah.
Once you take it out, you have to pay tax. Yeah.
Unless it's a Roth. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, no. I'm talking about the Roth. You know, I got this Roth.
Your mother can't use the real estate that you actually have in your IRA. So your
No. I want to take the cash out and buy.
Cash out.
I want to take it out.
Yeah.
None of your business.
You want to take the cash out. So as long as you're 59 and a half, you take the cash out, you pay taxes. The money you take out is considered income. So whatever your tax rate is, you pay income taxes on the money you take out.
Not for a Roth, though. Not for a Roth.
Not for a Roth, yes.
No, okay, quit. We're talking Roth now. Forget.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Forget
Roth.
The other Roth. I already made the transition. I'm in a Roth. I have crypto in there. It's growing tax-free. I'm not paying capital gains. I'm not paying income on it. And then, let's be clear, I go to a Roth. I take cash out. Can I take it out? What can I do with it? How do I got to report it?
You take the cash out, you do whatever you want with it. It's your money.
But I don't have to pay any income tax.
Nope.
And I don't pay capital gains on the increase in value.
Not in a Roth.
Value.
Not in a Roth.
And when do I get to take it out of the Roth? Whenever I want?
There's different rules. I mean, generally, when you're retired, I mean, you can take it out after a certain period of time if you're below that. But
now there are a couple of nuances with this. So you can actually take it out for a first time home purchase. Now there's some rules of what defines a first time home purchase. So if you've been out of a home, so if you owned a home at one point and then rented for a while and then got back into a home, I think there's a certain amount of time frame for that as well. So you can take money out to buy a first time home purchase under the age of 59 and a half. There's other rules too. So if you have I don't have it right in front of me, but I believe if you have your account open for 5 years, you can take out what you put in without getting penalized. So let's say you put in $100,000 and now it's 2 million. You could take out the 100,000, but you couldn't take out the other 2 million.
Okay. So now I'm 67 and a half and I'm fully
1,000, but you couldn't take out the other 2
okay,
million.
Okay, so now I'm 67 and a half and I'm fully retired and I made a gazillion dollars and I want to put $10 million in freaking hookers and blows and green fees, okay? I want to travel the world. I got cancer. I'm going to whatever and I want to, can I take it out? What do I got to do? What's the penalty?
No penalty. I mean, you take it out. There's no penalty. It's your money. I mean, there's
no income tax? Is there income tax on it?
No, so on a tax form, you'd say, hey, you know, we took out, you know, X amount of dollars, but it's coming out of a Roth IRA, so it's a non-taxable event, doesn't affect anything. Doesn't affect...
Okay, now wait a minute. How, you know, are the rich one percenters doing this like every all day?
He just talked about Mitt Romney, who had the $100 million. And so a lot of rich people don't get into Roths because they believe that their income is too high to get into one, but there are strategies to basically kind of get around those rules that are legal.
What do you mean their income is too high?
You can't contribute to a Roth, but there are strategies coined backdoor Roth where you can get into. I mean, I'd bore the people.
Whoa, Kirk, what did he just say? I can't, if I make too much money, I can't contribute to a Roth? Or are you saying I can only contribute to the Roth from my IRA, you know, retirement into that a one-time thing, let it increase an asset, and then I can play with it, but if I, you know, still making money, I can't, like, throw it into a Roth, I'm not allowed to do that?
Yeah, so the income limitations are if you're single, if you're married, if you make more than $196,000 as a married filing jointly, you cannot contribute to a Roth. And if
even from my IRA?
You can convert. Yeah, you can do it. You can do what's called anyone can do a conversion.
Okay, but a regular yearly, I want to hide it, put it in government IRA. I got a bunch of, where's the money? Well, you know, it's over there. So I go over there and I take it and I can put it into the Roth. I just can't keep adding to it. Is that what you're saying?
Actually, you can add to it, but it's a there's like an extra step you have to do, an extra hoop you have to jump through that a lot of people just aren't aware that you're allowed to do. So people will just see on the surface, okay, I make $200,000, I can't do it, and a lot of people just stop right there. But if you know a crafty individual like myself or Kirk, you know, there actually is a way you can do it, that, and which is stupid that the government even has these rules to begin with, because it's so easy to legally get around it, that I don't even know why they even have it to
begin
with.
Well, it's not even around, it's through. I mean, if it's legal. Yeah.
There used to be this rule, actually, that was just the loophole was closed recently with the new tax changes, where what you could do is you could convert your traditional IRA into a Roth, and then if your investment didn't work out, then you can convert it back. There used to be this rule, actually, that was just the loophole was closed recently with the new tax changes, where what you could do is you could convert your traditional IRA into a Roth, and then if your investment didn't work out, then you can convert it back at the end of the year and not pay the taxes. They closed that loophole. So what people would do is they would take these high-risk bets, they would convert the money, take these high-risk bets, and then it didn't work out, they would convert it back and not have to pay the taxes. If it did work out, they pay the taxes and make a whole bunch of money.
And they didn't.
So there's a lot of loopholes.
Capital gains.
Yeah, but there's a lot of loopholes that people that we can, you know, use. They're legal loopholes that are totally allowed, but, you know, with high income earners, it's a little bit more challenging, and sometimes you have to do, you know, create more nuanced strategies because of, you know, of the way that they have their income set up. So there are a lot of strategies, and a lot of wealthy people use these strategies, and most people aren't aware of them because they're just not playing in that field. But you know, that's a lot of what Tim does, and that's a lot of what we do here. So.
Well, this is very interesting. There's a big market growing for it, and it's only going to get bigger. And I'm just wondering, how far along are you right now? Are you doing it now? Are you setting it up? Did, you know, when Tim came to you with this and a market and those the guys that are going to be doing it, did you go, yeah, that young, yeah, hell yeah, let's rock and roll? I mean, where are you in this process of they're starting to line up and let's do it?
So one of the reasons that Tim and I paired up with this, because we as a firm saw the writing on the wall for blockchain, and we were, you know, we understand that there's a lot of possibility here. We actually invested for our clients early January of last year in Bitcoin. So we made, you know, we obviously did okay, but our clients did okay. And we sold out before the end of the year, so it wasn't like we dipped after that. But anyway, the point is Tim specializes in this area. He has a great vision for cryptocurrencies and blockchain. And, you know, one of the reasons that we saw a good fit with him is because we don't want to sit here and do this. The cryptocurrencies is such a complex and elaborate asset class, and there's so many different cryptocurrencies. We can't be an expert in everything, and Tim has a passion and a knowledge for this, and he sees the vision in this. So what we wanted to do is, one of the reasons we paired up is because, you know, we need to have that specialty in that area because it's so niche oriented and there's going to be such a huge growth that we want someone who's specialized in it. So when people come to our firm and say, hey, we want cryptocurrencies in our IRA, you know, we can send them to Tim and say, Tim, you know, here's a guy I want, because it's so niche oriented and there's going to be such a huge growth that we want someone who's specialized in it. So when people come to our firm and say, hey, we want cryptocurrencies in our IRA, you know, we can send them to Tim and say, Tim, you know, here's a guy who wants to do this. And you know, Tim knows it inside and out. So,
well,
you know,
it's even more than that. It's the philosophy and the people. Because the thing is you can go to these conferences and shake hands with $5 billion and not walk more than 12 feet and know their names. You know, I mean, this is, it's amazing what's going on worldwide. And the U.S. is pushing that money out. They're keeping it away. It's like a freaking, you know, shield that they're putting. Oh, we don't want that. We don't want that. Why? To protect some bank if they can. And then, of course, we don't want it to, because we're going to create it ourselves. And then we get the surveillance, blah, 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 blah. So doing this now, early on, by people that understand it and have a conduit to what you guys are doing, it will help direct not only the law, but the attitude.
Sudden is like, well, why do I have to pay all these taxes? And why? I'm like, well, I mean, you wanted Bernie Sanders to win, so I mean, it's almost like it's creating libertarians and anarchists and voluntarists, because you know now they're like, no, screw the government. Like they weren't there. You know, it wasn't their decision.
You didn't build that business on your own. America like subsidizing it or something. You know.
Yeah, and he was an Obama voter too. So I mean, and then now he's, you know, wondering why we've got to pay these taxes and some other things that, you know, Kirk and Innovative Advisory Group, what they also specialize in is they have these protected growth strategies where, you know, obviously, you know, because I had talked with your audience before about sequence of return risk for those who are close to retirement.
Which was an awesome presentation. That, man, that put it in perspective, and here, that's exactly what's coming. It's when you start taking out the principal, and when you have, you think the they, them, those don't see it. Here comes a baby boomer. It's already starting to happen. They're building it up in stock and stock. Everybody all in. Everybody all in on the table. And it's ours now. You start taking out the principal. And when you have, you think the they, them, those don't see it. Here comes a baby boomer. It's already starting to happen. They're building it up in stock and stock. Everybody all in. Everybody all in on the table. And it's ours now. Everybody went bust. You know, I can see it coming.
Yeah. And so, sorry, my wife's calling me. So part of, you know, what their strategy is, because everybody ultimately wants the same thing. They want to participate in the market when it's going up, and they want to, you know, somehow magically time it to get out of Dodge before it, you know, ultimately crashes. So for people that are really close to retirement who are susceptible to that sequence of return risk, especially now, I mean, given how crazy everything is, I mean, yeah, it could last a couple more years, or, you know, it's already, I think we're already overdue, but nobody knows
exactly.
But part of, you know, getting out, I mean, what does necessarily getting out mean? So what Kirk can do is they have strategies where, you know, they use essentially. But part of, you know, getting out, I mean, what does necessarily getting out mean? So what Kirk can do is they have strategies where, you know, they use essentially are using options, you know, buying insurance where they can limit your downside risk while then you get most of the upside. So, you know, ultimately people are trying to conserve is they're trying to conserve their purchasing power. And so I think, you know, I'm not really necessarily concerned what the first downturn in the market is going to be. I'm more concerned what the Federal Reserve reaction is going to be. And ultimately, skipping to the end here, is the Federal Reserve is probably going to be reversing course on selling these bonds. They're probably going to have to eventually start buying the bonds. And then that could literally take the stock market to infinity, like it's happened throughout history in many different nations. In Germany, they had something called the Goldmark, and then that crashed, and then they had the Renmark, and then that crashed, and then they had the Reichsmark, and then that crashed, and they had the Deutschmark. And so if you were holding on to your Goldmarks, i.e. cash, you know, Mercedes-Benz stock, well, then now your stock was just priced into something else. So it's trying to hedge your bets, because I ultimately think the stock market, by the time I retire, is probably going to be through the, you know, Dow is probably going to be like 500,000 or 1,000,000, but it's only going to be because of all the inflation that's out there. So we're trying to protect people from what we ultimately see is coming. Another big, and this also plays into crypto as well, for people that are close to the required minimum distribution age, meaning they're close to 70 and a half years old. Because let's say, you know, you've got, you know, Bitcoin, in your IRA, and it's, you know, it's $20,000 on December 31st, and so your RMD amount is going to be based on that $20,000 value. So let's say your account, you know, let's say your account's worth $5 million. And now all of a sudden, you know, crypto goes down, you know, 75-80%, and now you're, now your account's, you know, $500,000, but yet the amount you're going to take out is based on your December 31st value. So these are all things to keep people that are close to retirement that are in bonds right now. I mean, that's a complete, you know, because of interest rate risk that I talked about last time I was on your show on Tuesday. I mean, you could just see it a mile away, the interest rate risk that's out there right now. It's just insane.
So this is what we're doing here. And Kurt, how is it that you knew to buy, it shot up, and then you sold? You told people, all right, man, we got it. You know, it's time to sell, and kind of, you know, tell me about that process and how that went.
Sure. So we actually, risk management is really our first priority. And I think this is a thing that most people overlook. Most people are looking for performance. They want, oh, I want the best performing thing. And they overlook risk. So the first thing we do is manage risk. And I'll tell you what we did, because this is part of the only ways you can invest early last year inside of, securities, basically, through securities. So that was the easiest way to do it. So we invested in that early last year.
Well, GBTC, what is that, gold? I mean, what are you talking about?
It's basically, it's a closed-end fund that holds Bitcoin, and I believe there's some Ethereum in there, too, right. But and some Bitcoin cash. It's a fund. It's basically a closed-end fund that you can purchase, like a stock.
Got it.
So, you know, we invested in that, and in May, it shot up. It shot through the roof. And so we sold half of our position, because at that point, it had gone up 100%. So we sold half of it. So you take your original principal off the table. There's zero risk in that trade. So we could let it go. And in May, it shot up. It shot through the roof. And so we sold half of our position, because at that point, it had gone up 100%. So we sold half of it. So you take your original principal off the table. There's zero risk in that trade. So we could let it go on forever, and there's no risk. But at the end of the year, we decided there's some things that were happening, and we decided to close out the position. And we missed on the tail end of the huge upside at the end, but we still got a sizable return during that period.
So instead of 20,000, you know, whatever, when it was there, you're like, man, when it was down 14, 15 or something like that, and man, we're good enough and we're gone.
Yeah, it was in January when we got into it. So we get out in the latter part of the year. I don't want to give specifics. I might get myself into trouble with the regulators. But, we did that. And it's, we did well with it. And we were concerned because there's a lot of things that were happening. You know, there were futures coming out, ETFs that were potentially coming out. And we were just coming out. And we just cashed out. Because so the problem at that point with the GBTC is they were trading at a premium to the value. It was like over 100%. So basically what you owned was valued at double what it was actually worth. So it was, in my opinion, it should have crashed, because as soon as an ETF comes out, that's liquid, and the price would have been cut in half, logically. So it was just too much of a risk, and we just had profits. We just took them. But of course, the market crashed this year instead of last year in Bitcoin. But the reality is there's a lot of innovation.
No, it's going
on
back
in
up. Bitcoin Cash is 1,070. Just went up 11%, almost 12.
Well, the important thing for people to know is this, is that because Bitcoin is on a traded future, because it is, you can access it in the market, and there are other exchanges that are going to be offering more securities, and exchanges that are going to be offering more securities, and eventually ETFs will come. This will just become more and more integrated into the financial system. And because of that, it's going to be really hard for the government to route it out, because it's already, Wall Street, as you probably deduce, more or less has a lot of control in the government. And because of the fact that they're making money on it, it means there's incentive for them to keep it. And the government has less incentive to fight Wall Street on this.
Yeah,
so I think the incentives line up.
Well, the incentives are going to be different. The incentive before was we need to get all that Social Security and retirement in, and kind of, I remember the arguments. I ran for Congress probably three times, U.S. Senate against McCain. I've run Secretary of State a few times. I mean, I've been political and libertarian, you know, chairman of, and kind of doing go kick ass. And I tell you, through all of this, what were they talking about? we need to build a firewall around your Social Security so we can't keep spending it the way we're doing. I go, all of this, what were they talking about? We need to build a firewall around your Social Security so we can't keep spending it the way we're doing. I go, how about a firewall around my wallet? How about that? Okay? How about you don't get to take it? I mean, the mindset is not even there. So what they do is they go, I remember it was, when was it? It was like a 02 to 06. Yeah, 02, I think it was. They came from Congress, Republicans. Here's the, I remember John Shattuck, congressman. We went to the thing, just make fun of him. He goes in there and they do a PowerPoint. They're doing this all over the country. All the Republicans, they go to town hall. We got to show you something. We got a nice slide. We got PowerPoint. So they go up there and the PowerPoint was, see this? This represents your retirement. It's like a file. And we're going to put it in this file cabinet. And then we're going to lock away the file cabinet where we can't get it so that we pinky swear and doing the way we're going. And we, an argument years before and so on, put it on Wall Street. We're going to take it away from the guy. We're going to put it, oh, we're going to let you self-direct it. Well, they call it self-directing and whatever the hell, directing of freaking not yours. Well, now you have this Roth opportunity and you know that they set this up for they, them, those to be able to do it. So you go, all right, well, what are they doing? And that's kind of how Tim came. Guys, I don't know. Let's go look at the Clintons. How they do it. You know? So, I mean, seriously, they're getting away. Well, what the hell are they doing? You know, it's legal. All right, let's go see. Well, now we do.
Except for the Clintons, not sure the stuff they're doing is legal. But
yeah, whatever, you know. Yeah, that, whatever they're getting away with, an excuse. So that's how we're looking at it. Is that it? Really, bunch of freedom fighters. I remember, I've been doing this a long time. I've been activist since '88, so 30 whatever years. And as I, you know, I was the young activist, these guys, and you go and you go and you go, and I kind of deal, you know, the Levolution and the young kids, and they're up and coming, and we have the 22-year-olds that are smarter than anybody on one, let them say their piece, and kind of, and I believe. You know, like Tim, age don't mean nothing to me. It's philosophy and capability. 9, 10, 11, round in there, Eric Voorhees, Roger Ver, Vitalik Buterin, Andreas Santos. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on, sitting around a park bench explaining it to me on how they're going to change the world and this and that, and have them come on the show all the time talk about, boom, gazillions, hundreds of billions of dollars of men will kick ass. And they knew, and there was no doubt in their mind. So now we're sitting with these guys that believed him. There's one guy they called Doug Smoothie. And the reason that he made his gazillion dollars is when Bitcoin was $6, he was selling smoothies at this festival for an entire week, got a crap load of Bitcoin and says, thank you for buying smoothies. Okay? He goes on and does a bunch of good work with that. So now I'm going, these guys we know, and they're sitting there with a boatload of money. How the hell do they not go to jail, legitimize it, or make use of it, or spend it, or put it towards load of money? How the hell do they not go to jail, legitimize it, or make use of it, or spend it, or put it towards something? A lot of them say, I give my U.S. citizenship, I got a St. Kitts and suck it. Or some of them go, I got a lot of family ties and I want to get mom a house. I mean, you see my point? So I'm looking for you guys, when we have these use cases of just regular old retired people that happened to buy a bunch of crypto when they were cheap and then went to the moon, what the hell? It doesn't do me any good. And when I leave it to somebody, to whom? How? Who runs the trust? How? So that's what started this thing. There's a shitload of money out there that can make use of what you're talking about. So that's why we want to drill down on this. How close are we to me doing it?
We can do it now.
Now,
I mean that's we're not waiting on anything. We can do it now. There's no limitation. We can do it now.
Now,
I mean that's we're not waiting on anything. We can do it now. There's no limitation.
I can't. Kirk can right now. I'm just waiting for the state of Arizona to get off their ass.
Well, what are you waiting on? What are they going to do? What's the timeline? What are they, you know, they giving you a permission slip?
It's any day.
I'm surprised. I really thought it would be this week. So I am surprised right now that I don't have it today.
It's literally any day. I mean, it's just like wrapping up like some minor details and documentation. I mean, you know, our industry, as ridiculous as it is, I mean, it's just documentation after documentation. It's basically CYA, which, you know, I get it, right? You're trying to protect people against the crooks, but, you know, us regular, normal, you know, law-abiding citizens got to put up with all this garbage. So, Whatever. But so any day, Tim should be all set to start. We're just kind of waiting to start. We're just kind of waiting on the great state of Arizona to
okay,
give
I got
the,
a text from a listener here, and he says, in a Roth, you can borrow from your IRA. What the hell does that mean?
No, in it, you can't borrow in a Roth, but you could borrow from a 401k. So if you had a Roth 401k, you might be able to do that. So for people that are self-employed, they could do it through like a 401k, but because there's a difference between a 401k and an IRA, and you can do it through the 401k structure, but not the IRA structure.
Okay. So what about the Roth? How am I dispensing them? I got a bunch of money there. I get like grocery money. Am I, you know, going to be able to, you know, live on it? I got it. I didn't pay any taxes on it. I'm not getting capital gains. I get, but yeah, but it's sitting over there. And what good does it do me? What do I do?
I mean, you're basically paying us to take care of all the paperwork and all the BS for you, but at the end of the day, you get your money out for free, and you're not paying any taxes on it.
At what rate? As much as I want, whenever I want, to whatever I want?
Yeah, so I mean, Roth, I mean, the Roth is also a great thing to bequeath or leave to somebody else, too, because you can pass the asset to them, and the asset gets passed to them tax-free. Now, there's still estate planning challenges, which... It's not a challenge. You just come to me, and then I've got the connections and the know-how and the planning to be able to take care of it. And actually, so for you know, some of your listeners, we've only talked about the self-directed today, but I don't really want to spend too much time on this. But I did talk with the top like trust tax guys the other day, and actually, the situation that I was presenting was actually like a worse case. I was actually underestimating the tax savings from all the trust stuff that I was talking about, because there's actually other ways to do it. And basically the scenario that I was painting was already about a bajillion times better than not doing this planning. But yet the situation got even better once I started talking to these guys and had about doing this planning. But yet the situation got even better once I started talking to these guys and had a better understanding of this. So we're going to be a one-stop shop for the crypto, for the people that want to come in and, you know, just get started with, you know, IRAs and Roth IRAs, or they're close to retirement. They want to hedge, you know, against everything that's coming out, or the people that have a gazillion dollars and they want to do these advanced trust strategies. You know, that's something that I can help them plan as well. So I see where everything is going. I made a video yesterday. I've yet to release it. Basically, you know, the five biggest reasons why why a financial advisor like myself would leave a firm just so he can be able to
recommend. Because it's a future. Well, let me ask Kirk. This is the question. I ask it again. I have a Roth IRA. I want to get a bigger house, a Lamborghini, you know, and a golf course in my backyard, and I want to fund it with my – how do I do that?
Well, I guess I'm not understanding the question. I mean, the Roth
– I want to take out a bunch of money
in my – or any of that stuff, but as an IRA, as a Roth IRA owner, as long as you meet the requirements, you can take it out penalty-free. If you take it out within outside of the bounds, you might have to pay a penalty of like 10%, but – as long as it's within the rules, you can take it anytime you want.
Okay, I just want to make sure it's my money.
The rules you want.
I just want to make sure it's my money. Mine.
It's your money.
All right. Let's say you're 60 years old and you have $5 million in there. You could take it all out, but I mean, but unless you've got some really good use case for it, I mean, it probably makes more sense to keep in as much of it.
Yeah,
as
blah blah blah. Your sense and more sense and my sense are two different things, you know. Yeah. And the thing is you're talking to 25 and 35 year old guys that got to wait 30, 40 years to benefit from whatever the hell you're talking about. Hey, man, I plan on being dead at 45 with a smile on my face and triple, you know, lesbian triplets or something. Okay, so I, you know, this is. I'm telling you, you got to get. You know, I need to know the use of you're talking about. Hey, man, I plan on being dead at 45 with a smile on my face and triple, you know, lesbian triplets or something. Okay, so I, you know, this is. I'm telling you, you got to get. You know, I need to know the use case that I can actually take right now. What's the monthly distribution? Is there some kind of, you know, I can take a bleed on it or a fee or pay myself? I mean, is there a percentage of that I can do?
Anywhere from 0 to 100. I mean, it's yours. So if you are over the age of 59 and a half, or you've met the 5-year requirement, or you're using it for a first time home purchase, you can take out 0 to 100% of it.
Okay, I mean, now when I take that out, do I get like some tax credit for doing it? Am I, you know, paying taxes as income on what I take out of my Roth? What about it as income and I gotta put on some form or they get some?
Not with a Roth.
Okay, it's not income?
You don't pay it as income as a Roth. No.
Whoa. Back the truck up. Okay, so I'm starting to take this money out of the Roth. That doesn't go as income on my income tax or anything.
Nope.
Boom! All right, but if I take it out early or some, I might have a 10% penalty on my went up $5,000.
We have to pay a 10% penalty because you're not doing it within the rules. But even 10% penalty is still a hell of a lot less than you would otherwise.
Hell so, yeah, if I know the crypto is going to... Look what just happened. It went... I remember it was 420. I remember, you know, a year ago to the day, they arrested Morpheus for trading Bitcoin. Okay, you're not allowed and wire tramp. But after the end of the trial and everything, they didn't get what they really wanted, which was, is somebody that's trading in Bitcoin and doing whatever required to file and know your customer? Like, no. He just did it with a guy that he said Russian heroin dealer, and he should have just stopped and said, I don't want to hear about that. Boom. Guilty. Okay? So I'm going, but they didn't really get what they wanted, and they're still appealing, and we're having fun with that. But 420 is when they arrested him. It was like 1,100, 1,200 for crypto. Well, now it's, you know, I don't know, 88, you know, like 9,000 or something. Bitcoin Cash over 1,000 again. And then I'm going to keep my money. It's going to go down. Then... can I put it back in? Can I buy into the Roth? Is that allowable? Or you're saying, no, they can't, or only a certain amount, or whatever. And I don't care because I still got, you know, a bunch of money in there, and I took it out, and I go do something else. But so I need to understand the use case on this so that I don't want to see a diminishing asset, like a rancher has 5,000 acres. He leaves it to his five kids. You know, they each get 1,000 acres, and it's sitting in their Roth, and all of a sudden... you know, real estate goes up, and they got a bunch of money. They go, you know what? I'm going to sell that land. I need to sell the land because I know it's going to go down because they, you know, 3D printed the planet that people are going to go to in the spaceship or something, whatever, right? So I go, all right, I'm selling it. This is something that I can do, and can I put it back? Can I,
Well, the thing is, you touched on several different issues, so you can sell it within the confines of your Roth IRA, and you touched on several different issues. So you can sell it within the confines of your Roth IRA and leave it in cash or leave it in silver or gold or basically anything that's not a collectible insurance and leave it inside the Roth. The problem of trying to, what you don't want to do is then take it outside your Roth, pay that penalty and put it back in because there's strict limits on how much you can put in. You can only put in $5,500 a year unless you're over the age of 50, then you can put in an extra $1,000. Now, if you own your own business, this is where, especially if you're self-employed and you're the only employee, you can put away a lot more money. And there's a lot of different ways to do it. But I think, what's the number, like $54,000-ish that you could put sock away a year if you own your own business? It's something around that level.
Yeah, we're talking about people that's going to be one Bitcoin. I mean, we're talking to, we have guys, I mean, I'm telling you, man, these 25-year-old kids all of a sudden went, you know, from rags to riches, and they're still
around that level.
Yeah, we're talking about people that's going to be one Bitcoin. I mean, we're talking to, we have guys, I mean, I'm telling you, man, these 25-year-old kids all of a sudden went, you know, from rags to riches, and they're still probably sleeping on their friend's couch because they don't care, and Ubering all the time, but they're worth $40 million. Now what? You know? So I mean,
now talk to me for the trust strategies because there's other strategies that I've now learned since I even gave that presentation by talking with some of these top guys.
Okay, now inside the Roth, you're saying that I'm going, crypto. I'm going to sell this and go buy me some gold. Can I get precious metals, actual commodity, a hard? I can put it in there and I put it in my safe. What do I do with it?
Yeah, I mean, so you can't put it in your safe, but I mean, so as long as the money's inside the confine, you can switch assets with inside the Roth IRA. That's completely fine and smart to do. And part of what Innovative Advisory Group does is they have protected growth strategies where you can, I mean, with Bitcoin, it's a little bit tougher, but we're looking into ways to actually hedge Bitcoin as well. You know, there's various different ways that we're looking into.
Yeah, whatever. I'll hedge it. That. What I want to do, Kurt, is I want to be able to take my gains that I have on my crypto, and I like, you know, I just want to take a break. You know what? I want to go on vacation and not have, you know, 40% of my value either go up or down. I don't want to worry about it. I'm chill on the beach. I don't want to worry about it. So what am I going to do? I'm going to go get me some physical gold. How do I do that?
Well, I mean, you could buy, you're talking about inside the Roth?
Yeah.
I mean, you could buy any cryptos inside the Roth as long as there's a vehicle to do that.
Okay, I sell it to go get gold. Now what?
You're saying you're selling it, and then you take the cash out and you use it wherever you want.
No, I can do that. No, I'm saying inside the Roth. I want to transfer from crypto into physical gold. Is that possible? Or do I got to buy an ETF? Or do I got to do – how am I doing?
Well, you could do it in various ways. So it depends if you want physical gold or ETF.
I want physical. I want a holdy-touchy-feely.
So physical gold is an interesting one. It's basically you need a depository. So – the rules are such with gold, it's interesting. I know there's a lot of people who are doing it wrong, but the rules are such where we've actually talked to the, I think it's the ITCA or ICTA, I forget which one it is, but where you can hold gold in your 401k. They didn't think you could do that. We actually had to educate. That's the intangible council for gold and other intangibles. So we had to educate them this actually could be done. So you can hold gold inside your 401k or IRA. You just have to have a depository within an IRA that allows it to do it. So basically, your money's in the custodian. The custodian will find a depository. The gold will be held inside the depository owned by the IRA. We've been to some of these depositories. We've been to the. They're really interesting, actually, in terms of security and all that. But
no, the security. I'm not so concerned about. It's access, or it's mine. Now, I may not want to. Dragging my silver around is getting to be a pain in the ass, you know? So, and a lot of times I don't want it here where they can come get it anyway, you know? And I don't want it there where they can go get it either. But, you know, I want to get physical gold. Do I have to actually hold it? Yeah, I'd rather, because I went through this JP Morgan thing. They were charging people to store physical gold that they didn't have, you know? They're going, I go, what are you charging me for gold? I want my gold. Oh, it's not there? Well, fork it up. I mean, I've seen the lawsuit. I don't trust them. So I'd rather have it, but if I got Wells Fargo or hell UPS in some cargo area customs in Dubai airport of I'm just all kinds of crap I hear is going on. So I'm just wanting to be able to have some commodity, be it a copper freaking sea container sides block. I'm just wanting to be able to have some commodity, be it a copper freaking sea container sides, block or something, whatever it is, my security is you can't move it. Okay. That's my security. So I got whatever it is that I can have the one primary thing that I'm always looking for. All this freedom and liberty and all that, really all that does is give me peace of mind. And I want to be able to take a break. I want to take a year or two off. I want to run off that. I want to put it somewhere what I think. I don't give a crap what you guys think. Well, I might want to use your services and what do you think? But I got enough feeds of information. I go, you know what? If I listened to everybody, I would have never bought any crypto, especially at my age. You know? So they'd go, oh, you two, you don't know. Shut up. So I go like this and I say, I want to take this and put it over here where I think it's in, but how liquid is this stuff? How fast can I do it?
Is Kirk, you still there? Yeah, Ernie, Kirk was telling me that his audio was kind of garbled and wanted to see if he could call in instead.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
Kirk, we're about ready to get done anyway, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of my personal opinion that it probably makes more sense to have, your precious metals, like outside of an IRA and you just kind of holding them. If you want... to be in gold and silver. I mean, again, it's your money, so you can do with it whatever you want. I mean, but I sort of think if you want to have a gold play and you think you're already inside of a Roth, sort of one way to leverage that up is to get in these gold miner stocks or gold miner ETFs. And then that way, I think that there's a lot more price appreciation doing that than just holding on to the...
Yeah, no, see,
I... price appreciation doing that than just holding on to the...
Yeah, no, see, I understand. I think there's more price... I just had Doug Casey on. This is what he goes on about all the time. And it used to be that he would actually go to the mine. He's got boots on and freaking give me a gold pan. I mean, so we felt a lot more comfortable about that. My point is that there's so many avenues for which they, them, those can screw with you. They nuke the mine. I mean, they make it illegal. They nationalize the refinery. They do. I mean, there's always some crap. I go, yeah, well, I got physical. Here it is. I put it in my pocket. Suck it, money. I just want, how free am I What am I doing when I do this Roth? It's in there. For me to get it out, I get a 10% penalty. Okay, that might not be so bad if I got, you know, 5,000% increase. You know, what do I care? You know? So there's all these different kinds of things that I'm going, yeah, this is an opportunity that we can have to do this. This would be appealing to a 30-year-old guy that if I need to get out, I can move. But for me, you know, I would like to just feel more. I think I got a little bit of a bead over the years and what's going up and down and based on what. You know, the future of crypto is it's going to the moon. I mean, it's going to go sooner or later. It's kind of whatever. If you can hold off, you mine it and you're spending all your money on electricity, well, you're just, you know, mining for the freaking electric company. But if you can pay the electricity and hold it, well, then you're going to get the benefit. So I'm like, all right, well, what happens when I want to go from this asset to this? And a commodity is something that, you know, I feel more comfortable. I take a freaking week vacation and not worry. So, oh my God, I went and climbed Mount Interest and I don't need my smartphone with me. So this is, I just want to know how liquid, the speed. Kurt, we got you. You got you back there, Kurt?
I'm back.
Okay, yep, I'm back. We'll finish up here in just a little bit. I just want to make sure this is clear for the audience because I know these are questions they want answered.
I'm back.
Okay, yep, I'm back. We'll finish up here in just a little bit. I just want to make sure this is clear for the audience because I know these are questions they want answered. How liquid in that LLC, when I have my Roth, it's whatever I can do that morning, I can trade, and what's the reporting requirement? Which paperwork am I filling out with whom?
Well, I mean, inside of an LLC, it's owned by the LLC, so it's as you can get it, as it's as liquid as the transaction allows. I mean, if it's individual stocks, you know, that's pretty straightforward. You know, you're as liquid once you sell it, it settles in 3 days, and then it's your money. Just
until Patrick Byrne.
Right,
until
I was just thinking, until you do T0 and it's right there.
You get 2-0 instead of...
It'll change. Blockchain will change that. But the point is if you're selling, you're buying and selling it, like you sell your gold and they give you cash, it's yours as soon as that transaction clears. I mean, that's the speed at which it is. It's
not
hindered by anything else other than the speed. Okay,
now let's look
at it. It settles in 3 days and then it's your money.
Until Patrick Byrne.
I was just thinking, until you do T0 and it's right there.
You get 2-0 instead of...
It'll change. Blockchain will change that. But the point is if you're selling, you're buying and selling it, like you sell your gold and they give you cash, it's yours as soon as that transaction clears. I mean, that's the speed at which it is. It's not hindered by anything else other than the speed.
Okay, now let's look at the cons of this. Somebody right now, I mean... You know, the only thing I can think of, if you're mining into a Bitcoin paper wallet or whatever paper wallet, something, and it's there and nobody knows and none your business, and they go, yeah, but you're spending a lot of electricity. And I go, yeah, what do you care? You know, I like heating my barn in the summer in Phoenix. What do you care? Okay. So then it goes, well, you're converting and you're selling this and probably and paying and how and the income. And got, you know, I'm going, all right, you know, why would I use you guys and do this? It's mostly for the retirement money up and say, look, uncle, what you call it? You know, I'm 25, but you know, you need to know, and this is how much I made, and you need to. And he goes, okay. So he calls you guys and says, let's do it. How long a process are we looking?
Well, I mean, realistically, the process is not delayed by us. It's usually delayed by, you know, by third parties. So effectively, the process, you have to fill out paperwork, you have to transfer the assets into a custodian that can actually hold these alternative assets, cryptos or gold or whatever, and we have to set that up and structure it. So, I mean, it doesn't happen overnight. You know, it could take a few weeks because, you know, the transfer process of other monies can take up to a week. You know, I mean, this is not something you're doing because you're in an emergency. This is something that's...
You're planning.
So
yeah, no, I'm
yeah, it's a planning strategy, so...
Well,
yeah,
the one thing that
a few weeks. I mean, the whole process.
So if you want to get on this, you know, email Kirk and or go to innovativeadvisorygroup.com because it is a
problem. But how long before I can go and say, look, some bitch, you said, God, man, freaking get going. You know, when I get to blame you?
I'll go buy a dinner next Friday if I'm not licensed by then. I mean, believe me, I'm pulling my hair out right now. Driving me nuts. Because nobody wants to get going and start making money again quicker than me, believe me.
All right, so
it's outside my hands right now. So.
All right, so we'll get this going and we'll work with you guys on helping. Because once you guys are ready, We have a conduit into the Liberty community through Freedom's Phoenix and Pirates Without Borders and Declare Your Independence banner ads, put it up, and we know Tim and rock and roll. Now's the time and go and save and convert and let's rock and roll. And once they know, and once they look, and once they see, and they go to the video, and they want, once they see it, and you have it explained to, and you got the little whiteboard of the guide, and we got Decentralized Thought doing you a solid and explaining it, and kind of whatever we have, and, you know, Luke Radowski, I'm playing too, and you got the little whiteboard of the guide, and we got Decentralized Thought doing you a solid and explaining it, and kind of whatever we have, and, you know, Luke Radowski, I'm Jeff Berwick, and, you know, and all the guys in the politics and the party, and go, yeah, it's rock and roll. So, and when you do it and you're ready, we need to do it quickly and fast so that it gets done before they say you can't do it anymore.
No, I believe, we definitely appreciate all the help. And I will let, you'll be the first person, Ernie. So Kirk is going to tell me that I'm ready to go, and then I'm going to tell you, and you'll be the first person to know.
All right, man. Hey, Kirk, thanks for spending the extra time with us, and let's hashing this out, because I think you can understand that we have been thinking about it. And really, the big... giant, oh my God, where the money is two things. One, it's the IRAs, and that's where all the retirement of gazillions of dollars is sitting over there, and who's going to get it, and I don't want Goldman Sachs to have it, you know, or them just take it for the government, and this might be a better way. The other thing is to put this in a Roth, and but there's limits on how much they can put in, how they can take it out. So we got to have all this detailed for people that want to do this. There's really two markets: people that already have crypto and people that want to convert their retirement into crypto, right?
Absolutely. And another strategy that we have that we didn't really talk about is, and I want to be real quick on this. Everybody knows that the price of, you know, crypto goes up and down a ton. So, I mean, part of the strategy could be, you know, we could have your money go from an IRA to a self-directed IRA. And let's say we put it into Bitcoin, and now all of a sudden Bitcoin, you know, crashes like it does once every 3-4 months. So you had, you know, $100,000. Now your $100,000 is $30,000. You could then convert into a Roth IRA when it's $30,000. So then hopefully when it goes back up, you know, well past $100,000, now you only pay tax on the $30,000, and all gains from there on out are tax-free forever. The person and probably about, you know, 3/4 of people that come to me about the trust stuff, honestly, you know, it's only really right for like that, for that right person.
Yeah, see, Kurt, this is one thing I've been waiting, because I have a personal interest also. You know, I got, you know, different I want to do and plan and for, and do I got to do an LLC and fill out more paperwork? Yeah, maybe, maybe not. You know, so I, you know, this is it. But until you do this and we walk this through, or we have a use case, and there's a lot of people here that are looking to do this very thing. Some people just don't like paperwork. I don't have that paper. The only paper I got is a paper wallet. You know, so this is it. We do this. There's going to be a lot of use cases, and it's going to be very open, very public, very out in. And we got some people that do this very thing. We have some tire guy. I'm old enough. I have a lot of friends. They're like, hey, Ernie, when you get this done, I've been listening to this rock and roll. And I'm going, okay. So when we do this, it's going to be this individual, Fred, did this with Tim and Kirk, and kind of got him, let's look at it and watch it and go, you willing to be open about it without giving names or how it is?
That's fine with us. I mean, we're fully transparent as a firm. We believe in that, in full transparency. And if you want to give your name and how it works, that's up to you. I mean, we have confidentiality with our clients, so we're not going to say that. But if you want to say, so we do have clients who've actually, who we've been in publications before talking about some of their investments. So it's perfectly fine with us. We just need to make sure that there's within the bounds of confidentiality.
No. They're going to be sitting here in studio going, woohoo! I'm legit now. I'm legit. The man knows. I got legitimate crypto, and I can spend it, get my Lambo and be on the street and yeehaw and not go to jail. I'm going to buy mama a house. Woohoo! You see my point?
Now, as your financial advisor, you might not want to get a Lambo, but no, yeah.
I know. No, you know, the reason is because all these guys get them just because they can, just to be a dick, you know? You know, the thing is, a lot of these guys are starting, they have new... No, you know, the reason is because all these guys get them just because they can, just to be a dick, you know? You know, the thing is, a lot of these guys are starting, they have new experiment composite, but they're buying planes. You know, they're going, yeah, we're in the Caribbean. We're whipping around, man. Nah, 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 nah.
And you got Doug Smoothie doing Air Ethereum.
I know. Well. I know. I love Doug. He's been such a good guy. He so deserves all the crap that he keeps screwing with him. But he, yeah, things. We have a lot of friends, Kirk that this is getting ready for. Not all of them, you know, young. A lot of them people that were philosophical, Austrian economic, libertarian, or they saw it coming. And they had some wealth that they could get some stuff. So they'll put, you know, $10,000 in when it was, you know, the nothing Bitcoin. And now they're like, damn. And that was one of the great lines that Tim had in his presentation. Is he said something like, remember last year and you were here and you're all right. Well, let's worry about having too much money.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole point of the firm is innovative solutions. So that's what we look for.
Well, good. I'm glad you hooked up with Tim. Tim's a good guy and he's respected and loved and we got and he's and it's because he's so passionate. He's not one of those guys that, yeah, I got a job and this. I mean, this is his, you know, he's in it, man. He's grinding his teeth looking to, man, we're going to get some. So that's the kind of attitude that we need and be diligent and keep up the speed and the energy and the youth and the support from his wife and family and stuff, you know, that's kind of, you know, let him go do this and just go kick ass because it's kick ass time. And I'm glad that you guys hooked up and we'll call upon you in the future. And as you get through this, you know, we're ready to, Tim's got it. We'll work with him and we'll get some banner ads up and some radio spots and kind of endorsements, whatever. And, you know, do me a solid by saying Ernie said something, you know, we'll work it out. But I'm telling you, this is a great service. I'm glad we hooked up with you guys and man, we're going to get some. So that's the kind of attitude that we need and be diligent and keep up the speed and the energy and the youth and the support from his wife and family and stuff, you know, that's kind of, you know, let him go do this and just go kick ass because it's kick ass time. And I'm glad that you guys hooked up and we'll call upon you in the future. And as you get through this, you know, we're ready to, Tim's got it. We'll work with him and we'll get some banner ads up and some radio spots and kind of endorsements, whatever. And, you know, do me a solid by saying Ernie said something, you know, we'll work it out. But I'm telling you, this is a great service. I'm glad we hooked up with you guys and we're walking this through. And Tim, congrats to you for seeing it and, you know, willing to take the risk and pay the penalty and whatever you got to do to be able to do this. And Kirk, you know, the fact that you even thought of this and doing this, you know, I didn't even give you 30 seconds on that. Give me the 30 seconds. How the hell did you go from what you're doing into crypto?
Oh, I need more than 30 seconds. So like real estate and other assets. And, you know, effectively at that point, my partner and I, Rajiv Kotian, came together and we just like, we saw the same vision. Like, you know, we see that Wall Street is flawed and we need other solutions. We need to invest in assets that make sense. And they're not all in Wall Street, you know? And we have these battles with the regulators all the time of what's risky. You know, is Enron and WorldCom, are they risky? Or is Lehman Brothers risky, you know, compared to, you know, rental property? So we, you know, we saw that vision and we wanted to be able to provide this to people inside their retirement accounts so they could invest in what they know. And that's really where kind of the firm started, was with that vision. And how can we provide advice outside of the norm that Wall Street firms provide? So we take a very different approach to things. And I think Tim is going to be a great addition to the firm. He, you know, we all kind of think in a similar way. We're looking for solutions for people to help them really get what there's, it's the 9 common mistakes that self-directed IRA investors make.
Donna's got it up already.
Get a lot out of that.
Yeah, Donna's got it
okay.
up.
Boom. So yeah, it's innovativewealth.com/freedom.
Well, this so is, for the audience, you know, a lot of them are, I mean, are you a libertarian, anarchist, leaning, conservative? You know, how do you want to market yourself as, you know, we in mindset with y'all?
I don't actually like labels. I would say that I'm probably closer to libertarian than anything else, but I don't like labels because that means that you're going to put me in a box and you're going to describe what I think by a label. And I just don't fall in that. I believe that everybody should have, I like Doug Casey, if that tells you enough. Like,
I like anarchist. He's an anarchist. There he
Yeah, I don't want to say that I believe in that because I might get the agents.
No, I'm hip.
He's not your typical person from Massachusetts.
I just believe that people should have the right to do what we're, you know, our God-given rights. And
anarchist.
You know, I'm not gonna kick sand in the face of the government, but on the other hand, I want them to leave me alone. So,
anarchist.
You know,
leave me alone.
You know, see, I've been doing radio for a long time. They go, this is what would happen. The audience, they call in, they say, well, what are you, an anarchist? And I'm like, and I just had to think, you know, it's like 03. I'm on, you know, here in the Valley out of Scottsdale, and I'm going, What's my that's my option is, you know, anarchy or what we got now. Well, hell, if I got to vote, I vote anarchy. None. I want to be left alone. I'm a leave me alonist. And when I kept saying, I go, I'm just a leave me alonist, boom, that just exploded all over the valley. Leave me alonist, leave me alonist. And I'm going, this is what people naturally kind of are. And you start pressing them, they just do their 3x5 card bullet point of whatever Sean Hannity or Limbaugh said, you know, or card bullet point of whatever Sean Hannity or Limbaugh said, you know, or Rachel Maddow or something. I mean, you know, or Alex Jones. I go, look, man, can we just be, which is what Doug Casey does. I've known Doug for a long time. And this is just, you know, yeah, it's interesting. We were a little old, you know, kind of activist, whatever show and site and magazine. I mean, but the reason we haven't really pushed it, because I refuse to invest in the social media that I know is tracking and is going to shut down and do, and is starting to happen. In fact, the second hour, Mox News, this guy, and then they call it a crypto junkie, he edits like 30 hours of news a day and puts it up. He caught Podesta and a bunch of stuff from foreign television. Put that, man, they had to get him down. 60,000 videos, boom, just went away. He was one of the first guys 3 years ago that YouTube went after. Well, now he's still back on and doing it. I'm going, look at my catapult channel where I got little white kittens being catapulted into cactuses and they can't take it down. Then we know we're free, okay? They don't like that because all these coders, they all got cats on their lap, you know. But I'm going, when you can do that, you know, then we know we're free. When can you do that? So, of course, I wouldn't do it. But, I mean, that's the point. So the thing is that this future is just now. Everything that we were doing, we have a silver calculator app. You go on iOS or Android. We were talking about it on the show. Within 10 days, a listener did it. And it's up, and it's freaking awesome. You can go and spend silver at any festival. It takes the current price in whatever kind of form you have, be it, you know, junk silver or this or that or Morgan's or whatever. You put it in there, and boom, and it gives you how much in silver dimes and change and what you got in your pocket and how, and it, like a wallet in your pocket. And that was right when Bitcoin started. So they've kind of been going together. And we call it, you know, get all aboard the love train, the silver bullet, dimes and change and what you got in your pocket and how, and it, like a wallet in your pocket. And that was right when Bitcoin started. So they've kind of been going together. And we called, you know, get all aboard the love train, the silver bullet, the core. We had a big campaign, but Bitcoin came in and kind of married with that. And we've been promoting them together. That's why a hard asset, and is, you know, crypto a hard asset? Well, it's kind of, you know, it's getting to where you have these kinds of services for people where the real money is, which is in the retirements. So what do they do in Europe? France is coming in, they go, and the pensions are ours now. Or you're getting a bail-in haircut of the bank if you don't got it. Wow. And I'm wondering why crypto shot up when they did it to Cyprus or Greece or something. Well, they're going to be doing it not state America, and here it comes, and they got competition, you know, to the petrodollar with, you know, any and everybody that wants to, you know, freaking see us go down and back some one with a little bit of a dry martini vermouth of gold on it or something. Here it comes, and they got competition, you know, to the petrodollar with, you know, any and everybody that wants to, you know, freaking see us go down and back some one with a little bit of a dry martini vermouth of gold on it or something. And I'm telling you, it is going to change dramatically at any moment. Doug Casey knows this.
And everything we're doing right now is pushing the BRICS together: Brazil, Russia, India, China. You know, everything we're doing right now is, from a foreign policy standpoint, is moving them closer together and away from the petrodollar. And so, I mean, it's just a perfect storm waiting to happen.
Yeah, it sounds like we got to have a mushroom cloud war to distract from it. You know, there's something weird going on, and we need. And that's for the audience. If you're in this situation, you need to start contacting these guys now. Go to the day's archive. It's 420. 420. Inhale, chill out, and then 420, 2018, you go to the archive, and you can see. And what the hell, you need incentive. Hell, we got Mox News on there. They're coming down for the censorship. And we got Kurt Chisholm. And how do you say your name? Is it Chisholm?
Chisholm.
You know, seriously, man, all I had to hear is once Chisholm. All right, Kurt Chisholm and Tim Pachote, you know, the Liberty Advisor, and we got the Innovative Advisory Group. They're ready now to start doing this process. Tim's getting all caught up and ready to go to do it now, because later.